Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Angel Manghul. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Ten Arche. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting eighth. The DH, Rich McKinney. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Blue Moon Odom. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting seventh. The DH, Gale Hopkins. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting ninth. The catcher, Carl Taylor. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is called out on strikes. One out. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul hits a line drive into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas takes first base on ball 4. Patek moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manghul, who is chasing the ball. Otis reaches third base with a triple. Patek scores. Rojas goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Kirkpatrick moves to third. Piniella moves to second. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Kirkpatrick scores. Piniella moves to third. Shaw moves to second. It's 4-0, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw juggles the ball. That's an error on Shaw. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Royals. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Rojas takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rojas moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tenarche scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. Rojas moves to third. Otis moves to second. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manghul. Kirkpatrick reaches second base with a double. Rojas scores. Otis scores. It's 6-2, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick scores. It's 7-2, Royals. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Piniella. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Piniella steals second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tenarche scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hopkins for the out. Piniella moves to third. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Shaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Piniella scores. It's 8-2, Royals. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-1 in the game. Manghul hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Campaneris moves to third. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 8-3, Royals. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tenarche hits a line drive into center field. Oda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Athletics 3. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Patek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manghul. Patek reaches second base with a double. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando juggles the ball. That's an error on Bando. Patek scores. It's 9-3, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-3, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Piniella hits a line drive into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse takes first base on ball 4. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Green reaches second base with a double. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green scores. It's 11-4, Royals. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manghul hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to third. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Athletics 4. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manghul. Schall reaches second base with a double. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schall scores. It's 12-4, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Rojas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ten Arce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 12, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tenarche hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 12, and the Athletics 4. The Royals will come to bat. Billy Conigliaro now playing left field. Dal Maxville now playing third base. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manghul. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mayberry moves to third. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Kirkpatrick strikes out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayberry scores. It's 13-4, Royals. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Piniella moves to second. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manghul. Schall reaches second base with a double. Piniella scores. Hopkins goes all the way around to score. It's 15-4, Royals. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Patek hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Rojas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 15, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Keith Marshall now playing left field. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McKinney moves to second. Bill North pinch hits for Angel Manuel. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. McKinney moves to third. 2 outs. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Conigliaro reaches second base with a double. McKinney scores. North goes all the way around to score. It's 15-6, Royals. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Reggie Jackson. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 15, and the Athletics 6. The Royals will come to bat. Ted Kubiak now playing third base. Bill North now playing center field. Jay Johnstone now playing right field. Dal Maxville now playing shortstop. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Otis takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards first. Ten Arche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Keith Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Kurt Bevacqua pinch hits for Gale Hopkins. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Royals 15, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ten Arche takes first base on ball four. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 15, and the Athletics 6. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Taylor hits a line drive towards short. Maxville reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Patek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Patek reaches second base with a double. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Rojas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Patek scores. It's 16-6, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Otis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rojas moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Mayberry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 16, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Wright now pitching. Bobby Floyd now playing shortstop. Steve Hovley now playing right field. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak takes first base on ball four. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North takes first base on ball four. Kubiak moves to second. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Conigliaro takes first base on ball four. Kubiak moves to third. North moves to second. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kubiak scores. North scores. Conigliaro moves to third. It's 16-8, Royals. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxville hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 16, and the Athletics 8. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kubiak fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Bevacqua hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 16, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Wright now pitching. Kurt Bevacqua now playing second base. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tenarche moves to second. Gene Garber now pitching. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Haney moves to second. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Green hits a line drive towards third. Schall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 16, and Oakland Athletics, 8. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.